Hello, sleep everybody. Deprived.
Episode 235.
You
sleep deprived. I love apple pie.
You loved episode our spyful episode. Okay, well, you loved our spyful episode recently. Or maybe you didn't.
Did they?
But, yeah, we don't
know,
actually.
Let me
check
the comments. I can check the comments. Let me see.
Whether you did or not, we're playing it again.
Let me see what people said. People said, yeah, Spyfall is awesome. You should do this more often. Please do more of this. And we got the most amount of likes we've had in a long time on this.
Great.
One.
Well, we're back. We're playing Spyfall again. If you don't know the rules, then go back to that episode and listen to the preamble. Which episode is that, Mika?
231.
Great. And we're going to do it again.
I can give it a little preamble. A little 10-second preamble.
You do it.
Four of us. Three of us are innocent. One person's the spy. The three of us know the location, but we don't know who the spy is. The spy doesn't know the location. So we have to ask each other questions and figure out if everyone else knows who the good guys are, aka the ones who know where we are, without giving away too much to spoil it to the spy who's trying to figure it out. So we'll see.
Yes.
You ready?
Yep. Yep.
And there's 27 locations: airplane, bank, beach, Broadway theater, casino, cathedral, circus tent, corporate party, Crusader Army, day spa, embassy, hospital, hotel, military base, movie studio, ocean liner, passenger train, pirate ship, Polish station, police station, restaurant, school, service station, space station, submarine, supermarket, and university.
University.
Nice, nice.
All right.
Okay. who's asking first?
I'll ask first.
Okay.
Sneep will ask first.
No, we're not doing.
I'm not doing this. No, we're doing.
I'm happy to keep calling him Sneep.
No, it's too confusing.
You can't. It's way.
No. I need normal names because I'm gonna get confused.
I'll call him Sneep. What if? Okay, we can all be normal, but he can be Sneep.
No.
What's wrong with that?
Everything.
Mika, my brain is fried.
Lots of people ask to be called new names all the time.
I got 4 hours of sleep last night, and we had.
And why did you get 4 hours? What were you doing?
Well, that's my fault. That's my fault. But
Mika,
look,
I'm gonna crack you.
Do it.
We've been recording, and we've been at this shit for 9-10 hours now.
Okay. All right.
Is this a relaxing place?
You know what? It can be if you have a rapport. Could be stressful though. Mm. If you're into it, could be, you know.
Okay.
Okay. Sneep.
Yeah.
I fucking hate you, Mika.
Don't listen to that little wimp. How long is this gonna take?
Well, I'm here for a reason I think most people wouldn't be here for.
Okay.
But I would say my job, you know, I'm just fixing the wires. I'm going to be honest. I'm fixing the wires. So it could be anywhere from 30 minutes to, you know, a couple hours, depending on what we're doing. Hey, Panda.
Yeah. Yeah.
How much money does the average person spend here, if any?
Probably like 20 bucks.
Mm. Okay. That's
All right. Hey, Astro.
Thank you for not calling me. Whatever, Jimmy or whatever.
Jimmy.
What's up?
Wait, how does this work again?
You wanted to play this.
I know. I just
you gotta ask Astro a question without giving away information to the spy to try to figure out.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. I don't even know what this thing is.
What
is this? Oh, okay. Okay. Is there somebody here that stinks?
Yeah. Yeah. Right next to me. Mika.
What's up, Astro?
Are you around a lot of people?
I wouldn't say it's like a lot. There's a few people here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Astro.
Mm-hmm.
What could, would you say, how often am I visiting this place?
I mean, it depends on your job.
Like, let's say specifically, if I was coming here in order to participate in the amenities of the establishment,
mm-hmm.
if I was a regular customer, mm-hmm. how often would I be here?
Because I
approximately
come here, I come here pretty often, but
okay.
if you were a customer, I don't mm-hmm. think you come here that often, unless you're like maybe really into it.
I think that was a spy answer. I'm sorry. I think you're trying to bullshit it, and you're doing good. I think you're doing good.
Pretty good.
Really? But I think there's a little bit of bullshit in there.
Okay. So you wanna fix me?
Ask a question. Maybe this question could show that you know where we are.
All right, Schlatt.
Kind of a those who know kind of question, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sneep, by the way, it's Sneep.
Those who know. I'm not calling him Sneep.
That's okay.
Schlatt.
Fine, use my dead name.
Schlatt, do you have a connection with the government?
Okay.
No.
So I think we just call a vote on Astro.
I'm
going
to call a vote on Astro.
Yeah. I
probably shouldn't have even answered that.
Okay.
I vote. Are we all voting?
Yeah, I'm the spy.
Yeah.
I'm the spy.
But where do you think we are?
Yeah, I'm kind of thrown for a loop here because I was like kind of feeling sure that it was something, but then I got grilled and I was wrong. I'm going off of sort of a hint because Panda really didn't know where we were. So in my head, I was like, okay, he doesn't know what the word embassy means. but I think we're not at an embassy because you guys were thrown off by the government question. So I was taking notes as well. So is this a relaxing place? It can be if you have rapport. Could be stressful though. How long is this going to take? But Schlatt's here probably as like a mechanic or like electrician. Mm-hmm. Could take 30 minutes to an hour. How much money do you spend? This is probably the biggest clue. $20.
That was a strange answer.
I thought that was strange too.
I'm going to say that it is a service station.
Oh yeah. You got it.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, why not just say gas station, though?
It's made by some European, probably.
Wait, I thought a service station was like a mechanic shop.
I would have thought the same. That's why I guessed it.
Oh, I didn't know it was a gas station.
It's like a gas station?
Oh.
That's what I'm assuming. I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, then the $20 doesn't make that much. It's not that.
Yeah, that makes sense then.
I in my head, service station is like gas to me, but it could also be like a Jiffy Lube or something.
Yeah, okay. I think it's somewhere in that area. Yeah, because when I search service station, it comes up with places that like have lubricants for motor vehicles.
Yeah.
Next one.
That's about it. See ya.
See you.
Start again. Let's go.
We go again.
Boom, we're in.
Right.
Okay. Astro, maybe since you were the spy, you asked the first cue.
Okay. Panda.
Yeah.
How do you feel right now?
Gay.
Okay. Strange.
That was fucking rude, Schlatt.
I'm sorry. What does being gay have to do with this?
Exactly.
I accept. Exactly.
Yeah, you're fucking hateful. You hateful bigot.
I'm not a hateful bigot. I'm just a regular bigot.
It was a strange answer, Panda.
Yeah.
It feels like you just don't know what the place is. Like, that
I have my,
like
on my notes,
answer.
I wrote down Panda feels gay. So.
Yeah.
Just don't want you to know that.
All right. Astro.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel gay?
Okay, Panda wants to know if I feel gay. I always feel gay.
Are you taking minutes?
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't feel particularly gay right now. In fact, I think this sort of location, I wouldn't really feel particularly like you know, romantic or sexual in. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I get horny when I'm here.
Okay, that's concerning. Schlatt.
Yeah.
What do you do when you're horny while you're here?
I rub one out.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right. I mean,
Hello?
Slat.
There's a spot to hello. There's a spot to do that.
Okay. I mean that makes
the fucking bathroom. You go to the fucking bathroom.
There is a spot. There's a spot. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Mika.
Hey, Sneak.
Sneak?
Sneep.
Sneep. Sneep. Sorry, Sneep.
Jesus, man.
I'm sorry, Sneep.
How much fun are you having here?
For me, it is quite a relaxing experience. I get to... Yeah.
Dude, honestly, wait, hold on, keep going.
You know,
keep going.
When I am not working, it's like I get to pause my life. But when I'm on the job, you know, it's a job.
What?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Okay, I forget we have roles. I guess that could make sense.
Yeah.
Look, in my role, I'm having a great time. and look, I'll say this. This is like IRL for me.
Okay, yeah. Can you ask Panda? Who's next?
I was going to ask Panda a question. Panda.
Yep.
Okay, let me ask you this. Are you sitting?
Yeah.
Panda is sitting. Panda is sitting.
Mika. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you standing?
You should know this, dude. I think this is a spy. I think you're a little spy.
No. I would say while I'm on the job, I'm standing. I'm in a lot of different positions.
Dude, you're crazy, man. He's crazy. You might be right.
Let's just say there are certain times I would not be working on the stuff I have to work on.
While you're here, on the stuff you have to work on.
Yes.
Like, yeah, now you're throwing me off. And then you sit down. Yeah, when do you sit down?
And then you sit down.
I'm not... When do I sit down? I mean, if I'm taking a break. or if the thing I have just worked on... Is...
The thing you have just worked on?
I'm trying not to give away too much to the actual spy. I'm trying not to give away too much.
You're doing a bad job, dude. You sound like the spy.
Okay, let me put it this way. When the thing I have just worked on is working as intended...
I think because it's spy.
No.
When the thing I have just worked on...
When it's working as intended, I'm sitting. But when it is not in use, I'm standing,
No, I think Mika's going about this weird, but I think it's Panda. I think it's Panda. I would vote Panda right now. Because if we keep going, Panda is going to know what it is. He might already know what it is.
No, I'm not voting on Panda.
I should ask just to put it on me. Mika's obviously going to say that because
Someone is sowing seeds of doubt right now.
Let me ask Astro a question.
Why would we switch the blame on Panda real quick?
I'm going to ask Panda a question.
All
right. Panda.
Yep.
How, my God. How difficult is it to access this location?
Not really.
Okay, it's Panda.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. You know what? I think it might be Panda now. Mm-hmm. That was.
Well, is it given my role?
Show my role, dude.
I think it's Panda. I'm ready to vote Panda now.
It's Panda. I vote Panda.
Mika, do you vote Panda?
I vote Panda.
Okay, Panda, you the spy.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey, but I got you good for a second, though.
You did. Where because Mika, you were being super sketchy, man.
No, come on, that was sketch.
That was sketch.
I'll explain it once Panda
it makes sense.
Says
I know,
his role.
Mika, I know your role.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
It took me a bit, station. But yes, we win.
Yes, yeah, so we're on an airplane, and I'm
and
a
Mika is a mechanic. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
He was just like. I guess you were.
Flight.
Yeah, you were describing it as if you were on the flight, and I think that made it confusing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think the mechanic would be on the flight.
No, exactly. But so that's what I meant. Like, if I'm enjoying the fruits of my labor, I would enjoy it. But if I'm on the job, it's a job. And right. if I'm on the plane, I'm going to be sitting. But like,
yeah, you know. I guess we were asking like, where are you sitting? So it's in a weird. Yeah, I guess you could have been like, I don't know, in my car.
Yeah.
And then we would have been like, oh, he's evil.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, okay. Actually, you were in a tough position.
What were you guys? What was your role?
I was economy.
Were you
I was economy.
Economy.
No, he was first class.
I was a first class passenger.
Oh, dude. Yeah, he likes his.
Yeah. And I was rubbing one out. I was rubbing one out.
He was jerking off in first class.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Being a spy is hard as fuck.
It is hard.
It's tough.
It is hard.
Especially as we play it more.
All right. Ready?
Yep.
Boom. Panda, you want to start us off?
Yeah. I don't know what my role is. Hey, Shalette.
Yes.
What's it look like outside?
What's it look like outside?
Or like, can I change my... Out the window.
I'll just say, so as to not spoil anything, like it usually does.
Okay.
All right.
Mika.
Yes.
How long are we staying here every day?
All day, every day.
Okay.
I already feel like it's Mika.
No, that makes sense.
It makes sense, but...
I can't confidently say that it's him.
It's just a gut feeling I got.
Okay.
Everyone has... Let's at least ask everyone a question.
Yeah. Yeah. Panda.
Yep.
Where do you sleep?
Sneep.
Next to you, I hope.
Okay.
If you're not
I feel like you're dodging the question.
Half of his answers are just gay.
It's not. I mean, I would assume we'd sleep like not in the same like bed,
oh,
but like
okay,
next
okay.
to each other.
No, that's
oh,
actually
I
fair.
See what he's saying. Actually,
I see.
I feel like the spy can already get it. Like it's or there's only a few options at this point.
Yeah.
Ask Astro one, Panda.
Are you claustrophobic right now?
I'm actually fairly confident in my role. I don't get claustrophobic doing this.
You got one of the good ones.
Slat?
Yeah.
What are you working on?
The wires.
Yeah, I think it's
the wires. Yeah, I think it's Slat.
I think it's Slat.
I vote Slat.
It's me.
What do you think it is, though? That was...
But I have enough. I think I have enough. Let me go down the list here. Not an airplane. We're not at a bank. Nor a beach. Nor a theater. Nor a casino. Cathedral. Circus tent. So something is out the window.
Right. That
we're here
right
all
away.
Day, every day. And we sleep together. So... Right now, I have, like, military base, Crusader Army, Polar Station, and Space Station. Or okay. Submarine. Claustrophobic. Submarine, probably. That makes the most sense to me. I'm going submarine.
You're right. You got it. Nice job. You worked through that. That was good.
Woo!
Yeah, good job.
Thanks. I got so lucky on that first question, dude, like it usually does. That was such a bullshit answer. But it sounded
no, you know
it
what?
Sounded right.
You prefaced it being like, yeah, as to not give it away.
Yeah, you gave it a preamble, so he like trusted you.
Yeah. That was good.
Just well so played. The spy doesn't know.
Well played, well played.
All right, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Boom. Back in it. Oh, that's the first one?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Astro, what do you hear?
I would say that I hear the wind. Panda.
Yep.
Any animals around here?
Yes. Is that it? You want me to say more?
Yes.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, that's good.
Spy's going circus tent.
Mika.
Yeah.
What can you taste right now?
I'm not eating right now.
It's Mika.
What?
I think it's Mika. Mika, I think it's you, man.
It's Mika. It's you. I vote Mika.
I think
Mika.
It's you. I vote Mika.
I vote Mika.
Unlucky, okay. Dude.
I was the spy.
Unlucky.
But could it not be conceivable I just wouldn't be eating right now?
It's just the way you're speaking. I'm sorry. It's just the way you're talking. It's just the way you're talking.
No, where do you think we are? No, I think it's fair if you don't know where we are.
I think we're on an ocean liner.
It's a really good guess.
You were close.
You were so close.
Oh, it's a pirate ship. I thought it was the ocean liner or the pirate ship.
You would have gotten there if we didn't vote there.
I would have expected that anyone that wasn't a spy would be like salt or something.
Yeah.
Mm.
What? I'm eating salt?
No, like you taste the salty air.
Oh, what do you taste? Oh, I see. Sorry, I thought. I see. Yeah. Okay. See, I thought of saying like salt, but I didn't want.
Maybe like what Schlatt said. You want to pretend that you are one, so that you don't just answer like.
I am one.
I'm eating. Yes, I love to eat.
Yeah. Okay. All
right, next round.
Boom.
All right. I guess I'll ask first.
Yep.
Okay.
Panda.
Yep.
How can I help you today?
You get me some food.
Okay, I want to call a vote on.
I vote Panda.
I vote Panda.
Yeah.
Where do you think we are?
You know, I did what you guys said. Like, this one you think it is.
Yeah.
I pick restaurant. Right,
you just got unlucky, dude.
Yeah, you just got unlucky.
All right, I'm going to go circus tent.
No, it's we're in a bank. No. We're in a bank.
It's a bank. we're getting too good at this.
We are getting pretty good.
I gotta pick a vague one.
Yeah, you gotta be kind of vague on the first round of questioning, probably.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good strat. Yeah.
Alright. Next one.
Yeah.
Boom. Panda.
Let me think. Hey, Astro.
Yep.
You excited?
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, not like super excited, but a little excited.
Okay.
Mika.
Mm-hmm.
You like coming here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Astro.
Yep.
Was it? Hold on. Did you?
It wasn't me.
Did you reserve?
No, I don't. I don't have to.
Okay, that's a fair answer.
Schlatt.
Yeah.
Do you? I guess. How does this make you feel?
I think it's Astro.
How does this make me feel? I could see how if you were a customer, you'd be having a good time.
Okay.
Panda.
Yep.
I think it's Panda.
I think it's Astro.
It is a little sussy.
Panda, do you would you generally associate with the clientele here?
Wait, are we asking him like in his role?
No, as a person.
Oh, okay. No.
That's shit.
I don't know who it is.
Brand.
I actually don't know who it is.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
Hey, Astro.
Hey.
You bring anything to this?
Yeah, I have to.
Okay. That's not a bad answer. I mean,
Mika?
Yes, Astro.
Are you gonna be a part of this one?
No.
Wait, holy shit.
Schlatt.
Yeah.
When things get going, is it, how would you describe the lighting?
Dude.
Just, you know.
Okay. You know, it's funny you ask because they're exactly how I want them.
Okay. All right. I think it might be Astro.
What?
Or Panda.
Why do you think it's me?
You say you're answering, you like the way that they.
No.
What did you say?
No. Mika asked how the lights were when it gets going, and I said they're exactly how I want them.
I mean, that's pretty broad. It's pretty broad.
Yeah, but it also could be his role.
It's my role.
I feel like if you know the location and you can think about the role that someone in this location would have, that's like a very, very expected answer.
Mika, if it's Mika, he's doing the best job ever, but I'm pretty confident it's not Mika. But I can't tell between Panda and Schlatt. That's why
I gotta
ask,
just put
let
it
me
out
ask
there.
Panda a question.
Okay.
How much money?
Can you add a little more? Is that it?
Well, how much money?
See, I think it's Schlatt.
Very vague, Schlatt.
That's a good question. That is a good question. No, I mean, what I mean is, like, it. That's a good suspicion.
Very vague. For me? No. No.
No.
Yeah, that's also vague. I mean,
that's
like,
it's very odd.
Like,
yeah.
Both could be right, I guess. Like,
yeah, we're kind of not getting anywhere right
this
now.
This is. I think it could be anyone here, honestly.
Oh, I got one. Hey, Schlatt.
Yeah.
Has there ever been any tragic events in these type of places?
Okay, it's not Panda.
Yes. Yeah. But...
Okay. Okay.
And Baba Booey, by the way.
Baba Booey, and welcome back.
Oh, fuck. We were a minute late there.
We got to be back quicker on the draw.
We
got to
be quicker.
Can someone ask Mika a question?
Yeah, I guess I have to ask.
Okay.
You eating anything here? Or drinking anything?
There are certain times where I'm allowed to do that. Probably other times I can't. I would say when we're in the thick of it, I'm probably not allowed.
I genuinely don't know because like it depends on the role.
Yeah.
I'm guessing Mika is a customer here.
Really? No, because I think if he was a customer. I think it's you, Schlatt.
Yeah, I think that question.
No, fuck
you.
No.
I think it might be Schlatt.
I think it's you.
Can I ask Schlatt a question?
Sure.
Ask me a question.
But we've given a lot of information.
We have given a lot away. Schlatt.
Yeah.
Would you consider where we are to be highbrow?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I got a question. I got a good question.
Panda, I'm going to ask you. How many of these would you say are in like New York City?
Okay.
I don't know anymore. I think the spy knows what it is.
Yeah.
Like, I think the spy knows what it is.
I think we're compromised.
We're compromised.
In fact, I think just by virtue of asking that question, because Schlatt is usually not one to give things away, I think it is Schlatt, and I think we should call a vote.
And no, he knows where it is.
You're making a mistake.
He's smiling. He's smiling
he's,
right
he
now.
He is smiling.
He knows
you're making
he
a
won.
Big mistake.
Because he knows he won right now.
Mistake you will ever make in your life.
You know, I'm just going to... I want to pick Schlatt just because this has been going on too long.
Oh, come on. Come on.
I mean, it ends in 10 seconds anyway. So
It's I vote Schlatt.
I guess I vote... Well...
The answer is Schlatt. I don't
know. Yeah, I guess I vote Schlatt. But...
I vote Schlatt.
It's Schlatt.
It is me.
Yeah.
Darn it.
And where are we?
But hold on. Let me go down my big list. I get the idea that something is happening here. It's highbrow. Panda doesn't associate with the people. So my mind would immediately go to a Broadway theater. However, I haven't looked at all these. Definitely not casino, beach, airplane, cathedral, circus tent, corporate party. No. Only other thing would be like maybe a movie studio, but I don't think people go there. So I'm going to say Broadway theater.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, dude, yeah. the answer that you like control the lights. I really bought that.
It was already in my head.
Yeah. Oh, that was good. Good spy round.
What gave it away that we were in a Broadway theater? When did you know?
I mean,
at some point you probably took a gamble with it.
So the first one was that you excited? I was like, okay, maybe a show's happening. Right. So it was literally the first question I had an inkling. But the thing that mostly cemented it was me asking Panda if the people are like him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, okay, this is probably a group of people that he fucking hates.
Honestly, maybe I should have known there. Like, you trying to ask a question to Panda, his own personality. Like, you're trying to get, like, really good information. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's enough to... I started noticing when the questions were a little vague, but I think that was far too late. I think at that point you already knew it was Broadway.
Yeah, I think I could have blown my load a little sooner and gotten away with it.
Yeah.
It was a good one. Well done.
Yep.
Thanks. All right. Ready to do another?
It gets harder. Yeah,
it does.
Boom.
Okay.
I will ask. Okay, let me see my roll.
I think it's Schlatt.
Hey, Astro.
Yo, yo, yo. Yo, yo, yo. Hello. Ask me a question. Oh, so that's a gremlin.
What are your hours?
This isn't a job for me.
What are the hours here?
Pretty standard.
Okay, so
standard.
It's a very standard. Suspect question or answer.
What are the hours here, though? I mean, that's a pretty... You could say that's a suspect question. I mean, pretty vague.
It is just the first round.
I know, so I don't think we should be pointing fingers so quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like something a spy would say.
Okay, well... Mika!
Yes.
How long have you been here?
Oh...
Like, in what way do you mean?
I asked my question.
That's pretty vague.
That is very vague. I've been here a while.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
I've been here a while.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Astro.
Uh-huh.
What are you expecting... to do today.
I think it's Mika, but what am I expecting to do today? How do I keep this vague? Because you're evil. I am expecting to receive. Receive. I'm expecting to receive, Mika. Okay.
That actually makes sense to me.
And, what do you expect to give or receive?
That, I feel like that question is asking for a lot.
But I think if he can't answer it,
but I think if you do answer it, you give it away to the spy.
Yeah, the spy
And I don't think you would ask a question like that.
Well, given my role, I'm going to say something I want.
Okay, wait. It's not
this game's
it's
over.
Not
this game's over, dude. This game's over.
It's Astro.
This game's so over.
I think it's
if it's
Mika.
Astro, if it's Astro, there's no point because Astro knows where we are.
It's Mika.
Panda knows where we are. Mika, you're the only person who might not know where we are. I think you started pointing.
I know where we are.
I think no. I think you started pointing fingers early to get around that, and I don't think asking you a question will do any good to the people in the location. I think we vote Mika.
I would never do that. I would never do. If you vote me, we're going to lose.
We're going to lose anyways if it's not you, buddy.
You might as well ask me a question.
Go back to what Schlatt. What did Schlatt say at the beginning? What did he ask? He asked in the first round, right?
If you're not the spy, you wouldn't mind telling us what you asked in the beginning.
I asked, what are the hours?
Okay, yes, that was a great question.
It's Mika.
Panda.
Panda,
we're going to lose if you vote me.
We're going to lose anyways, dude. We're going to lose anyways, dude.
Let me clear my name. Just ask me a question.
I don't think we ask you a question.
He wants to solidify it.
He wants
with
more.
One more
you're
question.
Prying for more info,
it's
like
Astro,
a little cockroach.
Dude. It's freaking Astro.
You're being a little cockroach.
You're playing right into her hand.
I know it's not me.
You're playing right into her hand.
I vote Mika.
It's Mika.
All right. I am not the spy.
Shit.
Astro?
It's not me.
What?
Nope.
Panda?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Wow. Oh.
Where are we, Panda? Hold on, we can still win this. Where
wait, doesn't
we,
Panda win if we didn't guess him?
Yeah, he won already, but...
But, yeah. Do you know where we are? I think you do.
Guys, I have no idea where the fuck we are.
What? Your answer was so good!
Holy shit, we handed it to him on a silver platter!
Wait,
just
what
guess
something
guess
I want!
Yeah, that was like...
Something I want. Okay.
I don't know why I was drawn to that, so...
No,
I was drawn to the fact that he would. It's a bank.
Played that perfectly.
You somehow accidentally well played that.
Holy fuck! Because you're a little money grubber,
right? And I thought that he might be like a burglar, like a bank robber.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
Nice. Okay. Well, wow. I was a security guard.
I was a bank customer.
I was a consultant.
Wow.
All right. Okay.
Good job.
Fuck.
Oh,
good job.
Thank you.
Next round.
All right. Here we go. Boom. We're in. Panda, why don't you ask that first question?
All right. Hey, Schlatt.
Yeah.
Is it dangerous here?
No.
No?
No. And especially not when I'm around.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Mika.
Hey.
Would you like to be here?
Depends.
Depends.
Depends. Okay.
Depends
on how the wife is acting.
Well, actually, wait. Hold on. I rescind that.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah. It's not something I expect Nico to say, but
Astro.
Yep.
How long do you expect to be here?
Quite a bit. I still have more time here.
Okay.
Jeez. I guess Panda. Panda? Is this mentally taxing on you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mika.
Yeah.
Have you cried here?
Only privately.
I think we're fucked, right? Like,
I think we're fucked.
Whoever the spy is, they know.
I think we're fucked. I think we're fucked.
No, there it could be tons of things.
Okay, Astro.
Yep.
What is your position here?
Long range.
Okay.
I vote panda.
Can I ask why?
So you are the spy.
No, that's funny. Spy? No, I'm not. So why?
Oh shit! I don't know, because it felt like everyone knew, and you said the least.
It was me.
Yeah.
And
so.
We're at the military base.
Yeah.
Honestly, what? That was the one I went for immediately, like on the first question.
Wow, dude.
Like, Panda was like, "Is it?" Someone asked, "Is it rough here?" Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm already like, okay, I'm gonna pick one of these that isn't as fun. Military base. Then I think she asked a question to Mika, and Mika was like, "Depends on how my wife is acting."
And I'm like, that was a good answer.
It was a good answer, but yeah. The fact that Panda didn't know it, but then went, "Oh, I get it." Like, I was like, "Okay, it's like a wife at home." Because originally I was like, "Maybe it's like a wife making a wife joke at the restaurant or something." But the fact that Panda didn't get it right away kind of clued me in. And then I was like, right there, I'm like, "Okay, I'm a soldier at a military base," and I just played it that way.
Yep.
Nice. Yep. Okay. Very well. Very nice.
Good job.
One last round.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do one more.
Okay.
Boom. We're in it. We're back in it. Astro, you go first.
Okay. Mika.
Yes.
What is it that you're doing here, man?
I am considering my options.
Oh my god. Okay. I vote Mika.
What the hell? Keep it going.
I'm not gonna vote.
Yeah, because it would just be sad. He'd be flailing once he shows he's a spy. Wouldn't know where it is. Okay, Mika. Ask away.
All right.
Mika gets caught so easily. His tell is you just start laughing.
I'm not the spy. I'm not the spy.
Yeah.
The most fun rounds are the ones where you immediately know who's the spy, and you can just like play with your food a little bit.
Okay.
I can get as vague as I want.
Panda.
Yeah.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing terrific, Mika.
Great.
All right, great. Mika.
Yeah.
Considering my options. That's a good line.
What's up?
Not much, man.
Okay, that doesn't make sense.
That's kind of weird that you think that doesn't make sense.
You're
Astro.
Doing good. You're doing
Astro.
Good.
What's up, man? Yo, yo.
Have you had lunch yet?
No.
All right.
Okay. Mika?
Yeah.
where do you think we are?
where the past shines.
You know, can we just vote Mika? That's not even that bad of an answer, though.
Really?
Mika.
I mean, yeah.
Ask me a question.
Okay, Schlatt.
Yeah.
Would you say we're free?
What is this?
No.
Okay.
Hey, Mika.
Hey, Schlatt. Sneep.
Are you the spy?
I am not.
Ask me a question.
Okay, Astro.
Yep.
Are you the spy?
No.
Okay.
Mika?
Yeah.
Does it feel good to have cucumbers on your eyes?
Oh, that's a good one.
I wouldn't know.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Okay. You don't know what that means, Schlatt? Maybe you're the spy.
I don't know what that means, to be honest.
Wait, you're a genius, Schlatt. That's actually so genius.
Okay, Schlatt.
Yeah?
Do you send your girl here?
No, man. I come here for work.
Can we just vote? It's Mika. It's Mika.
It's Mika.
He already knows
Mika,
what it is,
Mika.
I think, too.
Are we at the day spa?
No.
No.
Fuck. Is it the pirate ship?
I trolled you. I said cucumber.
That was genius. That was such a good question.
Oh, I see what you were doing. You were trying to throw him off.
Yeah.
Because we all knew it was him, and I knew that.
Yeah.
You know.
What gave it away?
The first words uttered out of your mouth, bro.
When you said that, though, were you like role playing as if you were at the restaurant?
I had no idea.
You literally just described it.
I thought it was funny. Like it could. There are some options.
Right.
There are some like ways where that works totally.
Yeah, right. But you know what gave it away was you laughing. You laughing gave it away.
I can't help it.
Yeah, you have a tell, dude. You have a tell.
I do.
My tell is. I'm gonna give away my tell. My tell is I'll sip soda really loudly, and I don't even realize I'm doing it. Ludwig called me out on when I was playing Spy Party with him. He's like, dude, every time I talk about the guy in the wheelchair, you sip your soda really loud.
Perceptive.
Man, I love Spyfall.
No, that's a good game. I would really like to see it happen for like a video.
Well,
what should we ask our callers?
I have no idea, Mika.
Let's not ask them anything.
Just drag them and see what they do.
Yeah. All right, let's bring in Yuri Dice.
Oh my god. Hello?
Yeah.
Hi. Oh my god. What are you doing tomorrow? What?
What
are you doing tomorrow? Hello. Hi.
Hi.
What am I doing tomorrow?
Are we still playing?
I'm going for a bike ride. I'm putting on my mittens, and I'm going to go out and bear the cold.
Why are we putting on mittens?
Why am I putting on mittens? Because it's fucking cold, hello?
Oh, I live in hell, so it's
Yuri Dice, what are you doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow I am going to a concert for nerds.
Whose concert?
The Living Tombstone.
Oh.
I've heard a lot about the Living Tombstone.
Yeah. Five Nights at Freddy's.
They did the music to Five Nights at Freddy's?
Like the song that was at the end of the first movie, yeah.
Wait, actually?
Yeah.
What's your favorite? Oh, go ahead, sorry.
It was like from, when did Five Nights at Freddy's release? Like 2012? And it's like kind of their biggest song, if I remember correctly.
What's your favorite Living Tombstone song?
Oh, Drunk.
Okay, I'll have to check that one out. Last thing is, I notice you have in your profile, under the pronouns, it says, I'm eating you in Russian.
That's not what that says. That's not. It's not. I'm eating you.
Wait, what is it? Я тебя кошу? Кошу? What is that?
It's I love you in Russian.
What?
Oh, Mika.
Yeah.
Mika, you
wait, do you speak Russian?
No.
Mika, I looked it up. Wait, it's Ukrainian.
Yeah, it's Ukrainian.
Oh, that makes sense.
Do you speak Ukrainian?
No, I'm Hispanic.
Okay, I didn't see. I'm not really good at reading Russian, is the thing, but I thought it said kushayu.
No, I have no idea what it says. I got it from a musical.
It says kokayu.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know what that's. I don't know what that means.
It means I love you.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Well, have fun at your nerd shit.
Thank you. Oh my god, thank
have
you.
Have fun. Have
bye.
A good time.
See you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, let's bring on Stomach or Charlie Murder. Hey, what's up, Charlie Murder?
What'd you do?
Hello.
What are you in for?
Oh shit, dude. I'm in the actual chat. That's actually crazy.
Yeah. What are you in for? What'd you do?
What am I in for?
What did you do?
Well, I beat up these kids the other day, and it was for an amazing reason. It was because I was with my friend at the park down the street from my house. We walked there, and these three kids came up to us, and one of them had a little airsoft gun and just started spraying us, basically.
Oh.
And then that was pretty cool. He actually shot me right in the eye. So I had to go to the eye doctor the next day, and I had a lot of, and I was in high school at this time, which was, I just graduated recently. I was in high
Congrats.
School. Thank you. I was in high school. And so I had a lot of homework that night, and I had to go to the eye doctor where they dilated my eyes. If you know anything about dilating your eyes, you can't fucking read for a whole night. So that was super cool. Basically, that was like before a huge deadline too, and I just couldn't do the assignment. But anyways, yeah, I killed them in cold blood later on.
What?
Oh. Well, that's.
Do you feel like that was an appropriate response?
No, I talked to them over the Ouija, and we kind of talked it out already. It's okay. It's over with.
Passed it out over the Ouija.
Yeah. No, okay. It's all been taken care of pretty much.
Well, I'm glad they've forgiven you, and I hope you learn to live with yourself.
I have actually. It was pretty easy. That was only a couple of months ago, so yeah, I'm feeling fine.
Very nice. Well,
anyways,
thanks, Charlie Murder.
Wait, hold on. Can I say something real quick? I'm an OG fan, and I don't know how OG it gets, but I listened to episode 7 on the day that it came out in 2020. Yeah.
Nice.
I was 13 when I first listened. And not only that, fucking crazy, I already knew all of you guys.
Whoa.
Yeah. I knew Mika from the Which Pokemon Should Become President video. I knew Astro from the Meme Prediction 2018 video. And you know what? Panda's video, Bitch, I'm Back Out My Coma, which was literally him just doing an AMV for a Kanye song.
True.
So that was like huge for me. And
wait, what did you know me from?
SMP Live, obviously.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. But anyways, like actually obsessed. I remember up until episode 21, I got grounded a shit ton in my childhood. So I had this little Duck MP3 player. And you put a micro SD card into it, and it had a shit ton of buzz, and it was a really crappy thing. You had to keep it plugged in if you wanted it to play more than 4 minutes. But I would go to YouTube to MP3 on all the podcast episodes, and I would, and I would listen to them while I was grounded. Yeah,
we're gonna have to cut your feed. You can't. That's pirating. You're going.
Yeah,
we have to kill you for that. No,
that's really
wow.
That's something for you to say, Astro. That's all I'll say. But anyways, yeah, I remember vivid memories being in that garage breaking down Amazon boxes, just listening to that shit with my in-ear monitors. And I like listened to them over and over and over again. And basically
same shit with me and Respawn Inbox at my deli job. Dude.
I know like those first 21 episodes and then mostly up to 54.
yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I like that, dude. That's for the OGs. But anyways, yeah, I like know all the beats to those episodes, like where the jokes are, basically.
Well, that's really nice of you to say, Charlie. Thank you.
No problem. Big fan, I guess. Anyways, yeah, love what you're doing.
Thanks. We appreciate it. Thank you for sharing that.
Thanks, man.
I think that was really good to hear. That was awesome. Thank you.
I figured you'd like that.
Thank you.
You guys love that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
have a good one, Charlie.
Have a good one, Charlie. All right.
Talk to you later.
Later, man.
Bye.
Later. Bye.
I feel so good now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I mean, it is kind of crazy to hear that, like, you know, like the role that Machinima Respawn had. Like, we have that
for some. I know, like, it's wild. That's wild. I can't imagine why.
I know, but. thank you, Charlie. If you're hearing this, I'm very grateful for that. Bring on Musi. Hey, what's up, Musi? Welcome to the Sleep Deprived Podcast.
Hey,
what are you doing tomorrow?
nothing. I don't have any classes tomorrow, thankfully.
You're in civil engineering, huh?
Yeah, I am. I'm mainly doing structural engineering. Yeah.
Do you have that one class with Professor Jurgensen?
No, not anymore.
Not anymore.
No, he was too creepy. He's not here anymore.
You know, I was the one that filed that report.
Oh, I'm sorry. I heard what happened. That's a lot.
So are you gonna do like you know, you gonna work with the military? Or
no, that sucks.
Yeah. What are you gonna do with the? Okay, that's maybe the best thing to make.
Wait, you're gonna make what again?
Bridges.
What's your favorite? What about like a kind of bridge?
Like moving bridges, I like them a lot. Like draw bridges are really cool. There's some that just like elevate up and down. Those are really cool as well.
And sorry, Astro, I cut you off. What were you going to ask?
What if, like, the Hoover Dam bursts and they call you and you have to go in there and fix it? And if you don't, everyone's going to die. Are you prepared?
I got bad news. That's not... I can't do that shit. Okay. That's a lot. That's scary. All
right. So we'll stick to bridges for now.
Sounds good.
Remote. Maybe.
Well, thanks, Musi, for calling in, and good luck with the rest of your degree.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Have a great day.
Later. Bye.
Okay, let's bring on... Who did I just... Let's bring on Oliver. Hey, Oliver, welcome to the Sleep Deprived Podcast.
Hi, Oliver.
Hi.
Hey, what are you doing tomorrow?
I'm going to school.
You're going to steal?
I'm going to school.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's
cool. I'm going to steal, right though.
What are you doing the day after that?
Going to work.
Right?
Fuck yeah.
How about the day after
Up
that?
Up top, man. Top.
It's also work.
I clapped my own hand because you didn't respond to me when I said.
Nice. Well, what do you do for work?
I deliver pizza.
Fuck yeah.
I love pizza.
Is the pizza good?
It's pretty decent. It's probably the best in the area.
Mm.
Okay.
It's just a small town though.
Do you get some? Like you get some for free or?
Yeah, sometimes. If I'm hungry.
Like if you're hungry, you're just allowed to go in and like grab a slice?
Yeah.
That's pretty tight.
If a customer doesn't like open the door when you're delivering the pizza, what happens to the pizza?
If they already paid, I'll just leave it there, but sometimes I just have to come back and we'll just like use it for slices to sell. I had one guy who was bad. He was just really stoned. I think he fell asleep or something.
Could you see him through the window, like on the couch?
No, he wouldn't open the door. Mm. And then his neighbor came out to help, but he still wouldn't.
Mm.
Yeah. Do you ever
go ahead.
Do you ever walk up to a door with a square yellow figure and, you know, they sort of give the square yellow figure a piece of their mind, so you as the larger male have to walk up and, you know, slam the pizza in the face and say, and you're not getting your drink either, and then go home on your giant rock?
Mm.
Oh, yeah. I get it. That makes sense now. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Sometimes it's.
Sometimes. Yeah. It's, must be hard.
Yeah.
What percent of your customer base is stoned?
I like 10% maybe.
Okay. Not 10%. As high as I was expecting.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in, Oliver, and have a good one.
Enjoy school. You too. And then work, and then work.
I sure will.
See ya.
See ya.
Bye.
Okay, our last caller is going to be Kelsey. Hi, Kelsey.
How Swift.
Welcome to this.
Oh my gosh, hi.
Hey, Kelsey.
What's up? I have never done this, so I'm like brand new.
That's okay. What are you doing tomorrow?
Working.
What do you do?
I work at PetSmart as a dog bather.
Okay.
Whoa, that's actually awesome.
Did I know.
They stop
I love
calling
it.
Them groomers?
Yeah, yeah.
Bather.
Bather, yeah, I'm a bather.
Do you have any fun
it's not much
stories?
Better.
Do you have any fun stories of bathing dogs?
I've been bit before.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Like, a few months ago. One of my other coworkers, she had a dog that was like screaming like crazy. And I was like checking out this one dog that I had that was assigned to me. And just out of nowhere, it just bit my hand. And I was like, oh, sorry, I cannot take your dog back now.
Do you get compensated when the dog bites you? Yeah, like workers' comp or like suing PetSmart?
I do not know yet. I have only worked there for like a little bit. I actually adopted my cat from there too, which is like awesome.
Cute.
You should look into your rights and then maybe bait a dog into biting you. And then seeing what kind of rewards you can reap.
You may be entitled to financial compensation.
Oh, you may well be. It might be a lot of money too.
Oh yeah, yeah. That'd be cool. You know?
Yeah. Just start squeezing tails.
Yeah, I'll do that. But yeah, it's definitely a big improvement from my old job because I just worked at like fast food. I actually worked at Jersey Mike's for a bit.
Oh, but that's good. That's good. That's a good sandwich right there.
I like.
Yeah,
Mike.
Yeah. I like Mike? That they have gluten free. Oh, sorry.
Sorry. No, keep going. That was my bad.
Oh, no,
that was a stupid question.
Yeah, it was really dumb. I'm so sorry, Kelsey.
Mike.
Oh, no, you're all good. You're all good, Astro.
Fucking wave.
I like that question. I like stupid. It.
Okay, you know, I'm going to ask it again. Kelsey, I'm going to ask it again. Kelsey?
Go ahead.
Did you meet Mike?
I did not. I did not meet Mike.
Obviously.
It was a dumb question. I'm so sorry.
No,
that's a funny question. That's actually really funny.
It was funny? Okay, okay.
Yes.
I thought.
Sweet. All right. Okay, it was cool, guys.
Yeah. Sorry, the volume is like really low for some reason on my phone. I don't know why.
No, it's okay. It's chill. It's chill.
But yeah, I absolutely love my cat. I'm so glad I got to adopt her from there.
Did you wait?
That makes me happy.
You got their cat from the Jersey Mike's?
No, not from Jersey Mike's.
Is his name Mike?
His name's Mike.
If you're a If you're adopting a cat from PetSmart, isn't that kind of like insider trading?
Yeah, isn't that pets dumb?
I really need to pee, guys.
Kelsey, we gotta go. It's been a long day, and we hope you have the best time of your life.
Bye, Kelsey. Bye, Kelsey. Have a great day.
Bye.
Have a good one. It was nice talking to you guys.
Bye.
Yep, amazing stuff. All right.
Game over.
Game over.
I really need to piss.